British Public Radio. Drama.
The Bunbury Banter Theatre Company presents A Letter to Flanders, written by Bruce Shakespeare.
As we get out of here.
Right. Left is charging. Pull the men back. Take cover!
Take cover!
Now, come on, R. Amy. Do as your Aunt Betty says and get that pint down your neck.
No, I can't, Betty. I'm not really in the mood.
Oi, Sid, two large uns over here when you're ready. Gin, gin, good for the art and good for a sin. That'll soon put a bit of colour back in you. Ready? Down in one. That hit the spot, no mistake. How you feeling now, Amy? Better?
I suppose so.
I know you loved him.
I'd known him since we was at the church school. We talked about getting married and everything.
Yeah, I know. Is this war? They all tell us we've got to make sacrifices, but I don't see the top knobs cutting their cloth. Old Churchill still struts around like a blessed peacock. Gallipoli, where's that when it's at home?
Where my Billy is, that's where.
Oh, yeah, sorry, pet. Knee on the eye horse. Look, I'm truly sorry for your loss, but, sweetheart, this may sound cruel, but your Billy would have understood when I say that life has got to go on. Ain't I right, darling? Sid, it is again.
Me and my mate's going to be treating you girls tonight. On us, Sid! Two more pints over here. Yeah, and a couple of chasers. Keep company.
Oh, yeah. Don't you reckon a couple of girls can look after themselves?
Bloody hell. Where'd you get that money? You rob a bank, did you?
Runners. That's where we get this. Keep you lot in ammunition.
Well, that big munitions factory out by the river, yeah? God, that looks good money. Hey, what do you reckon, Jim? You fancy being a cat man?
I reckon I can look after myself and these two young beauties. Put your money away and save it for your husband.
Oh, we ain't married yet, you cheeky sod.
Light on your toes and fancy free, just the way we like some, eh, Jim?
And who might you be when you're at home?
Charlie, this is my mate...
Jim, he said.
Yeah, and who might you be then when you're at home, mademoiselle?
Oh, hear that, Amy? French, very posh,
I must say.
I'm Betty, and this is my mate, Amy.
Hello.
You're the shy one.
I'll bet you're not, are you, Betty? Go off like howitzer, I bet.
Cheeky. Get him in then, Charlie. You're round.
Just what was going through me mind.
So, you're having a good time then, Amy?
Yeah, I suppose.
You look as if you could do with a bit of cheering up. Come on, they're playing our tune. Let's dance.
God, I feel rough. How about you? feel better now?
If better means a splitting headache and wanting to throw up, then yes, I'm better.
You know what I mean. Did you cop off with that gym fella last night then?
Oh, he was a perfect gin. He walked me home and we talked about the war, Billy and all sorts.
Christ, I bet he was thrilled.
What do you mean?
They don't want us to talk about the same old stuff the newspapers are always on about. Honour, fighting spirit and all that nonsense. They've seen enough of fighting spirit spilt all over them in the fighting fields of France. Give them a good time, that's what I say.
Yeah, so did you cop off with your one then?
Charlie, it was like dancing with an at stand. Could do nothing else. He was bursting for it and I was game, so it was a bag of chips and a fumble up the alleyway.
You are a one.
I'm helping the war.
Oh, you deserve a medal, Betty.
Here, have you got that marking chalk on you?
Oh, hang on. Yeah, new stick. Why? You can't do that.
Why not? It's only a bit of fun.
What if we get caught? Oh, Murphy will fire us.
That miserable bastard. Come on, you write one.
What do I write?
Oh, something like what I writ.
That's dirty. I'm not writing that. What would my Billy think?
He'd have probably laughed his head off if some filthy Turk hadn't. Oh, sorry, darling. Me mouth again. Come on, they'll be shipping these shells off to France in a minute. Say, this is one in the kisser for the Kaiser. Now, how about one from Amy of 22 Dots Road? Kiss, kiss. Oh, hurry up. Here comes another one.
What the bloody hell's going on here? Get working, you girls, or you'll be out.
We are, Mr. Murphy. Working him to the bone. Look, Yellow Anne's from the Cordite.
I knows you, Betty Warren. I've seen you going round flashing your tin, kissing them soldiers. Khaki fever. I seen it before when I was fighting the Boers. Course, we was in red tunics in them days. That's when a soldier looked like a soldier. Not like today, dressed like a sack of spuds. No dignity, that. Bring back the red, I says.
They'd make a better target then, Mr. Murphy.
Yeah, well, I'm not here to discuss military strategy with the likes of you. Get over to Shed 19. They're two down this morning. At the double. Up, up, up.
Oh, ignorant pig. Making us run.
Oh, where are we going?
Shed 19. Detonators. Where we finish the shells off. Very dangerous.
He's done it to spite us.
No, he's done it because he fancies me. We get an extra couple of bob an hour down there. I ain't paying him back, though. Making us run, indeed.
Post!
Letter for Amy, Father.
It's been opened. Bloody nosy postman.
Censor's office. All posts from France got to be open. Checking for German spies.
Bloody small spies if they can fit inside an envelope.
Hello, everyone. I've just seen Postie. Have we got a letter? Is it good news?
Well, it's from France.
Oh.
It's from the army.
Oh, you, give it here.
Oh, it's for me. You shouldn't open my post, Dad.
Don't worry, my love. Your secret's safe with your dad. He can't read. Haven't the heart to tell him. Just pretend, shall we?
It was already open. German spies or something. Here.
Thank you, Dad.
Good news, is it, Amy? From France? Who do you know over there?
Mum.
Just curious. We don't get many letters. Only bad news comes to us.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness. Sorry. Mum, I've got to go out. I'll be back later.
What? Where do you think you're off to? You're not had your tea. Amy. Amy.
It's all your fault. It was your idea writing on them shells. You said it would wash off. No one would read it anyway. Now look. Someone has read it, and that someone thinks I'm so desperate for company, he's coming over all the way from France to meet me. What is this world coming to?
Wish someone would read my messages.
They're just plain dirty, so they are.
You can get off your high horse, Madam Mutt, calling me common just because I liked a bit of fun.
No, sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Look, I'm just upset.
Look, this ain't bad news. Look on the bright side. No one knows about this, so I'll come with you to meet him. We'll have a nice quick drink down the pigs. We'll probably have a chat, maybe a bit of a laugh, and then he'll be on his way. What's the problem?
For a start, everyone knows about this.
How?
letter was opened before it was delivered. Postie has told everyone.
Nosy basket. I'll have a word with him the next time I see him.
And?
And?
Can't you read? Give it to me. Dear Amy, please forgive the informality usually reserved for sometimes acquaintances, but your missile arrived at my ammunition store. You will be pleased to hear that we did indeed use it to give the Kaiser what for and would appreciate another and another and another. Ha ha ha, my little joke. As for the other matter of returning the compliment, I fear the Kaiser is unable to comply with your request, but has asked me to deliver the said kiss in person. I shall be on extended leave in an old Blighty as from the 1st of April, and sincerely hope that it is not I who was this year's April Fool. Yours truly, Toby Hartwell, Corporal.
He's a cheeky one. Nice, though. And the problem is?
Today is the 31st of March. Let me get that. Hello?
Miss Amy Bishop?
Yes, that is I.
Please forgive this uninvited intrusion, but I should like to thank you in person for all your help with keeping Jerry at bay. And deliver the same from my troop in France.
Then I think you best come in, sir.
Move over, you daft ape of father.
Oh, God, here we go.
Nice to meet you. I'm Amy's mother. You can call me Agnes. Come in. Welcome, welcome. Kettle's just boiled.
Thank you, Agnes.
Yeah. Welcome, young man. Come in. I'm Amy's dad, Harry. And that's her mother, Agnes.
I've just said that. Let me in, for goodness sake. Tea, come on. Gather round. Tea, Toby. Cake's over there. Fresh baked. Help yourself. Just tuck in.
Lovely.
How's life in the army, Toby? Did I tell you I took the King's shilling when I was your age? Oh, it was hell.
Just listen to your father. 3 years in the catering corps in Chelmsford and he's the saviour of the Befferkin.
I did my bit.
For the enemy. You killed your own regiment off with your Irish stew.
Axle grease and horse meat. That's the secret of a good pot.
Oh, you're right there, Harry. Only we don't dine so grand. Rat meat and taters, breakfast, lunch and dinner. Sorry, I'm not here to bore you with all the news from the front. Them cakes look delicious, Agnes. Do you mind if I...
Come on.
Yeah, that looks lovely.
Young Toby, tuck in. They're all for you. I've got a sponge for later. Another cuppa? Here you go.
I'm glad you came.
So am I.
When will you go home?
Back to Burton, you mean? I'm not sure I really want to at the moment.
Why on earth not? Have you fallen out at home, is that it?
No, not at all. Quite the reverse. No, it's just that I feel, well, guilty. Guilty about being alive.
I don't understand. You should be glad to be alive, what with all you've been through.
Yeah, you're right, of course, but going back there, going back to Grange Street, well, without Freddie. I promised myself I'd look after him. We made that promise to each other. And we joined up together with a couple of other kids from our street, like a little pals brigade all of our own. We joined the artillery. Freddie said they'd put us with the big guns well out of German reach.
And did they?
No, we signed up for the wrong bit. Field artillery's at the front. Garrison artillery's what we should have signed up for. We took a direct hit last year. Freddie was killed instantly. Doesn't seem fair, me surviving and Freddie, well, blown to bits.
I see. Well, that must be horrible. What about your other friends?
Jim caught one at Wipers in 1915. They wrote a letter to his mum. It said that Private James Kemp faced the enemy and succumbed bravely in the face of overwhelming forces. He was a brave man. Oh yeah, and they said it was instantaneous and he didn't feel a thing. Well, how would they know? There were no survivors. German stormtroopers just came over and killed them all, bayoneting the survivors. They don't take prisoners, no prisoners.
Hey, it's over now. You're with me. Hold me close. Look, it's bad for everyone. I'm 17 years old. I should be dancing in nice frocks, courting, and looking forward to settling down with a nice man of my own age. Instead, look at me. Still at home, getting drunk with Betty and turning yellow from the dynamite. I wake up sick. I'm sick all day long and I go to bed sick. My sweetheart was killed in some godforsaken country and I've no prospects. Send us girls to the front and this war will be over in a week.
Fancy yourself with a rifle, do you?
We talk, not fight. Men always want to fight when the best way is talk. If this world were run by us girls, none of this would be happening. It takes a woman to know what it's like to lose a son, a husband, a brother, a sweetheart. Men, they don't know the half of it.
You're right, but you might want to keep your voice down or we'll both be arrested for sedition.
Enough of this. We're here.
Where?
My beach. Look, down there. A bit of sand and some rocks. That loading jetty, that looks like Brighton Pier. Come on, last one down, Zanana. I don't let just anyone come down here, you know. Think yourself lucky.
I think I already do. Look, I know we just only met, but I've known your life, and... Well, what I'm trying to say is... Well, I...
Let me say it, or we'll be here all night.
That'd be such a bad thing.
It's only April. It still gets chilly here. We're not in France now.
Thank God. I'm not cold.
Me neither.
Shall we...
I thought you'd never ask. What is it?
Zeppelin's come to bomb London.
Better take cover under my Brighton Pier then.
Better stay under cover till the race over. Not safe out on the streets.
I was thinking that. Might not get home till tomorrow. What do you think?
Take cover. Day, my love.
Come back soon.
No, I'm missing you already.
I love you.
Love you lots.
How much do you love me? I'll think of you every day. Stay safe, my love.
Dearest Amy, what a time we did have. I don't believe I've ever spent such a happy and gay time as these past 2 weeks. I love you, Amy Jones. And I feel that I shall always do so. Your love, Toby.
My darling Toby, how quickly the time we had sped past and how slowly it drags without you. There is not a moment in every day that I do not crave your soft touch, your sweet kisses and our comforting cuddles on the beach. Please take care and come back to me soon. I love you always. Your dearest Amy.
My dearest Amy, you mean everything to me. I can't, however hard I try, get any enthusiasm for this so-called big push that the brass are getting excited about. Perhaps after this they'll let us come home. I dream of you every night. And worry so much about you working in that awful factory. Please be careful.
My darling Toby, I know that what I'm doing is going some way to end this stupid war and thus bringing nearer the day when we shall be together forever. I am feeling a little under the weather of late, but I will struggle on for you, my darling.
Dearest Amy, please, please, please find another job. I know you believe you're doing good, but we fired over 100 shells just yesterday and there are 200 batteries like ours. We've just spent the last 5 days bombing Jerry, night and day, all to no avail. I've no one left over here now. I'm the last of us from Grange Street. I wish I was in your arms.
Dearest Toby, do not despair. The newspapers are full of praise for our hero boys. Every time I see those headlines, I think of you and your sacrifice for us. I know that we are small cogs in a big machine, but we can make a difference.
please do not give up hope.
My darling Toby, news! My sickness turns out to be a good sickness, for our doctor has said that I am with child. Your child, my love. I love you so much, and this is indeed joyous news.
My dearest, darling Amy, what a joy you come singing into my heart. Will you marry me? Please say yes.
My darling, darling Toby, yes, yes, yes. I will scream it from the rooftops, from the spires, from Bow Church itself. I love you and we are to be married. Come back to me soon.
So when are you due?
Next month.
Everything all right?
The nurse wants me to give up work, but I can't afford to just yet.
Well, your mum's helping. Look, you want to give up this place as soon as. I know I would if I could.
I will. I'm just so tired. I just wonder how my Toby's getting on.
Steady, boys. Wait for it.
Yes, sir.
The wagon's hitched up. Time to go. Let's get the men back.
Stormtroopers! Get out of here! Run!
Warren, what the bloody hell are you up to?
The fuse is stuck. The thread's twisted. Come on, Amy, give us an hand.
Stop that. Don't hit that.
For reasons of national security, the explosion at the Brumamond Works went largely unreported until sometime after the war. The relatives of those killed in Shed 19 on November the 24th, 1916, were told that their loved ones had died instantly and had felt no pain. In a letter to his parents, the commanding officer had said that Toby had faced the enemy and succumbed bravely in the face of overwhelming forces. Was a brave man who had made the ultimate sacrifice for king and country. He added, Sergeant Tobias Hartwell was killed instantly and felt no pain.
A letter to Flanders starred Graham Bowe as Sergeant, Private Soames, Mr. Murphy, and Harry Bishop. Andrew McBean as Captain, Private Bex, Newsreader, and Voiceover. Simon Cherniak as Toby Hartwell. Glennon Anderson as Betty Warren. Harriet Carmichael as Amy Bishop. And Irene Bradshaw as Agnes Bishop. Directed by Terry Ireland and produced by Philip Dyer. For further credits and more information, bunbanter.com.